The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has revised the action level for PFAS chemicals in drinking water. DEC program specialist Robert Burgess says the state has broadened the list of perfluorinated chemicals included when applying the EPA lifetime health advisory level of 70 parts per trillion.
We have taken that same threshold, but we've included the sum of PFOA, PFOS, and three other PFAS chemicals.
Burgess says that means more Alaska wells and PFAS contamination zones will be considered in exceedance of the health advisory level.
We are working with responsible parties to contact residents who have exceedances in their wells.
That's an issue in the Fairbanks area as PFAS chemicals from firefighting foams have been detected in wells in areas of South Fairbanks, around Eielson Air Force Base, and around Fairbanks International Airport. Area residents whose wells are contaminated have been offered alternate drinking water sources or filtration systems. Burgess says the state's revised action level means more homes and neighborhoods around Fairbanks Airport will be connected to utility water.
They have modified their construction plans for these new water mains to include additional people who now exceed this level.
Meanwhile, there's a new Fairbanks area PFAS contamination zone. Tests in an area of North Pole where water is contaminated by the industrial solvent sulfalane from the former Flint Hills refinery found PFAS this summer.
Concentrations in groundwater that suggest that there's a plume coming from the refinery.
Jim Fish, DEC project manager for refinery area contamination, says the PFAS is suspected to be from firefighting foams used for decades at the former refinery. He cites positive PFAS test results in water samples from four private wells and nine state monitoring wells in the area.
We do have plans to do some additional investigation to help determine the extent.
Fish says water filtration systems earlier installed at residences for sulfalane have also proven effective for PFAS.
PFAS compounds were either non-detect or they're at very low levels, below DEC's action levels.
Fish says it's not clear if the PFAS has the same footprint as the sulfalane plume.
The subsurface is a fairly complicated environment, especially with the presence of permafrost, so it's entirely possible that it could be a different shape, a different extent, and there could be additional sources out there contributing to it as well.
A project is already underway to connect properties within the sulfalane contamination area with North Pole City Water. An update on that work and the latest DEC PFAS groundwater testing results will be provided during an open house in North Pole December 5th. The Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry website says some studies have shown PFAS chemicals may affect human health, including increased cancer risk. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.